The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Time for Technology. Would you get into a bus with no driver? Well, that's exactly what some folks in Sweden did recently as part of a new initiative to test self-driving shuttle buses that developers hope one day will share the road with pedestrians, cyclists, and other vehicles. As VOA's Deborah Block tells us, the project is a joint initiative between Ericsson, the city of Stockholm, and others.
On the outskirts of Stockholm, this self-driving minibus could become the future of public transportation. Rather than a driver, the bus has a so-called host who keeps watch over the vehicle and closes the door once passengers have boarded.
This vehicle doesn't have a traditional steering wheel, no dashboard, so it drives itself, and you don't have a driver, traditional driver. So the person on board, the host, can just interact with stopping or starting the vehicle.
The bus uses sensors that allow self-driving vehicles to see what's around them so they can safely navigate roads.
And if a person jumps in front of the vehicle, it sees that person and reacts to it, either to slow down or stop completely.
For 6 months, the pre-programmed bus will shuttle passengers on a 1.5-kilometer route located in an area with information and communication companies.
This will help us travel together in a better way from door to door, from your bus stop to your office or from your bus stop to your home.
During the trial, the buses are traveling no faster than 20 kilometers per hour. These riders like them.
I was expecting it to be a little bit bumpy, like it should be a head start, like a jumpy start, but it was really smooth and I'm impressed.
Computers tend to do less errors than humans, so if we could get more robots out in traffic and less humans out in traffic, I think that the amount of fatal accidents and accidents overall in traffic will reduce.
But this bus technology is still in the beginning stages, says the company that developed it.
This is solutions for the last mile, to be able to travel from your bus stop to your office. So replacing drivers will be far in the future.
Deborah Block, VOA News.
For more on this story, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.